It's been a long time in the making, months of political wrangling, statewide campaigning, millions of dollars in contributions, tens of millions, actually. But Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, in the end, will keep his seat.
We tell Wisconsin, we tell our country, and we tell people all across the globe that voters really do want leaders who stand up and make the tough decisions.
Walker beat Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett by 7 percentage points, became the first governor to win a recall election. Walker won both the right to finish his term and a perceived voter endorsement of his strategy on curbing state spending, which included a measure that eliminated union rights for many public workers. Sean Johnson joins us again, the Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. So can you break down some of these results for us and tell us who voted and why?
Well, I can tell you that compared to the margins that these two candidates had the first time they met in 2010, it was very similar. Both ratcheted up their turnout on both sides, and Walker just ratcheted up his turnout more, and it was a 53-46% margin over Tom Barrett. So if this was a do-over, and with the governor's record out there for everyone to see, the stand on collective bargaining, obviously bodes very well for him, and he's going to view this as a mandate. In terms of who turned out to vote, I mean, in the Democratic counties where Tom Barrett was hoping to get big numbers in Dane and Milwaukee counties, he got pretty good numbers. But Scott Walker got pretty good numbers in the Republican counties as well, and in some of those swing counties throughout Wisconsin that have traditionally gone to, you know, either party given the election or the topic of the day. Scott Walker did pretty well in those counties, in those swing counties. So a good night all around for him.
We're also joined now by Wisconsin State Senator Bob Jauch. Bob last talked to us in March 2011. That's when the Wisconsin Democrats fled the State House to protest the governor's proposals on collective bargaining. Nice to speak with you again.
Thank you.
I'm sure that you can imagine the way that this will play out among all the pundits, among the national political analysts, is that this is a redemption, that this means that the labor unions have lost the kind of inspirational power they once had. And this may confirm or at least encourage other governors, other state leaders around the country to also take action against union rights. Are you concerned about that?
I'm sure that will be the spin put on it, but there's, as Sean will confirm, there's some interesting conflicts between to those who wish to nationalize this election. First of all, Barack Obama, that same electorate last night would have voted for Barack Obama. I think it's around 52-48. At one point it was 54-46. Second of all, it's very important to note that the state Senate, which was 19 Republicans, 14 Democrats, a year ago, 15 months ago, is now 17 Democrats, 16 Republicans. One needs to stand up and look at the big picture and realize that while $100 million swayed public opinion regarding Governor Walker and the interest groups that define the Democrats and define the interests, that there was voter fatigue, there is recall rejection. The fact is that citizens stood up when legislators took extreme positions, and they recalled them, so that there were three Republican senators who have been recalled in Wisconsin alone in response to the votes they took last year.
That's a Wisconsin State Senator Bob Jauch. Sean Johnson, is what Bob's saying there relatively accurate? It seems to me that the lieutenant governor, who's a Republican, won, the governor, who is a Republican, won, and several of the senators, in fact, the senator who was responsible, who authored the collective bargaining bill, also retained his seat as well. This sounds like a Republican victory.
Well, you're both correct. I mean, all of those candidates won, but there were four Senate seats up for recall here. Democrats needed to flip one of them this time in order to take the majority, and they got their one seat, it looks like, in Racine, which is in the Milwaukee area, an urban district. They won that seat by a little under 1,000 votes, it looks like. And so that puts a check on Governor Walker's power, you know, going forward for at least the rest of this year. The caveat there is that there are more state Senate elections coming up here in November, and some pretty competitive ones at that, and that could change things yet again. But as of right now, because of the cycles of recalls that we've been through last year and this year, Democrats are now in the majority in the state Senate. And so, you know, it's not like the governor is going to be able to move on a big agenda tomorrow. As far as the other thing that Senator Jauch mentioned, it is peculiar. The exit polling in Wisconsin showed that this group of voters that sent Governor Walker back to office by a solid margin would have elected Barack Obama by a solid margin over Mitt Romney, according to exit polls. So you have to ask what's at play there. And anecdotally, I know that there are a lot of voters that I talked to just on the campaign trail who said, you know, look, I may not completely agree with everything Governor Walker did, but I don't like the idea of the recall. I think that he ought to be able to finish his term, and we decide on it then. And so that's got to be reflected in some way in his margins here.
So Wisconsin State Senator Bob Jauch, how then do you go move forward and still work with the governor, who's the chief of your state still?
Well, I think the real key is he willing? Does he look at this as a mandate, or does he look at it as a humbling experience whereby he recognizes that he has a responsibility to serve all the citizens in the state, not just the most conservative citizens? The cure to ills of democracy is more democracy. That's the message to the rest of the country, that despite $100 million being spent by special interest groups and the economic elite around the country, the citizens of Wisconsin stood up and resisted it. And as a result, you now have a new Senate majority, Democrats. So there was the people in democracy succeeded in this as a result of this very long ordeal. More minorities voted, more union households voted, more young people voted. The passion couldn't overcome the public's resistance to recall. Sean is absolutely right.
Yeah.
That people are just plain tired. There have been, this is the now fifth round of elections that Wisconsin has had in the last 16 or 17 months. And I think they're just tired of it. Plus, they don't believe that a recall should be used to change someone because of their policies.
Could be that Scott Walker goes on to national politics himself. That's Wisconsin State Senator Bob Jauch and Sean Johnson, Capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to both of you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.